You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Cultural artistic projects can educate people and inform them in many different ways, and this is what one project in the west of Victoria is doing. A creative project at Haywood shall honour the Gunditjmara servicemen and women who fought in the various wars, and the project is now underway. Indigenous men and women throughout history were not often respected or given the recognition for the hard work they did serving their country. But now times are changing. So now this art project is a way to pay respect and to remember and honour the hard work they did to fight for our country. A creative project which aims to bridge the cultural gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people through art. I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV podcast.
So the Gunditjmara people have a very proud and long history of people serving in the wars. So the community had spoken for a really long time about how they could actually honour these men and women on their own country. So we were honoured to be able to give the community this space to honour them and to celebrate them.
You just heard there from Emily Faller, project leader for the Gunditjmara War Memorial Project at Haywood in Victoria.
So I'm the project lead on the Indigenous War Memorial mural, along with three other team members, and all of us are alumni of Leadership Great South Coast program for 2020. So, like I said, we were all part of participants in Leadership Great South Coast last year. And as part of Leadership Great South Coast, each year the program completes four community projects that directly benefit the community. So this project came to us from a fellow participant and team member, Troy Lovett. The country that we're actually doing it on, a Gunditjmara country, is his country. So the Gunditjmara people have a very proud and long history of people serving in the wars. So the community had spoken for a really long time about how they could actually honour these men and women on their own country. So we were honoured to be able to give the community this space to honour them and to celebrate them.
So, what will the war memorial artwork to be created, what will it actually look like?
Yeah, so it's on Gunditjmara country in Haywood, and it is a big water tank. So, you know, we get to repurpose that and make it look fabulous, as well as use it as to tell a story and honour the people from there.
Emily Faller is hoping the mural on the tower will be good for reconciliation and a positive for local tourism.
We want children, you know, Indigenous children from the area to see that there is recognition for our people when we do things, and to look up at that tower and be proud. Our hope is that the mural will educate people through truth-telling, and art is a really powerful way to do this. So it's now, you know, coming to light how big the role is that Aboriginal people played in services, in the services, and you know, many of them having to de-identify themselves just to fight, you know, going to war and fighting alongside white men and being equal, and then coming home and not having the equality they had while they were overseas fighting, you know, missions being divided up for soldier settlements, but our mob not being offered any of those things. So, yeah, we're hoping that this mural will definitely educate people and, you know, tell those stories. And Heywood is actually the gateway to Budgebim, World Heritage Listed Landscape, which, you know, the people there fought really hard to get with the eel trap system that's there. And we're hoping that, you know, by having this tower there, it'll create economic benefit, but as well as that, you know, have a wide range of visitors to the area, and hopefully these stories will go with those visitors and they'll continue to be told.
There are currently community consultations taking place at Heywood and the region to include different members of the community to have their say on this exciting art project.
Yeah, so obviously we had COVID overlay on what we were trying to do. That was a bit of a sticking point. So we luckily were able to consult with a lot of community via Zoom, so an online platform. So we've had really positive feedback and engagement from the community, businesses and organisations in the area. On the 22nd of Jan, we had our Indigenous artists and our large-scale mural artists come along and consult with community. So it's going to be really exciting to see what those stories and ideas come to for the artists and how they're going to bring them to life.
Emily Faller wants the community through the artwork to promote reconciliation and show the true original history of the Gunditjmara men and women who fought at war.
We hope this creates positive steps towards reconciliation and also historical acceptance, understanding those stories and knowing them, that they are true and that these things happen to our people. You know, to be able to do something positive for the community, to achieve something so important, to create this place for them to share and to celebrate these men and women is really an honour. So, you know, one thing that often brings communities together is honouring all of our servicemen and women. So we're hoping that by bringing these stories to light and how much Indigenous people have played a part in our services can only strengthen our community.
The lead artist on the Art War Memorial Project is Matt Adnate, and education and awareness of Indigenous issues and people through his art to share with non-Indigenous Australians is his main aim through his artwork.
Education and awareness is, you know, is a big drive and inspiration with the work that I do. But obviously through that, you know, as a non-Indigenous Australian, you know, it's important for I understand like what it's like growing up and not having this kind of, you know, knowledge and then trying to learn about it. And just, I guess, the ripple effect that I've heard of, you know, people that have discovered my work or even my close friends and, you know, and you know, and that's just how it changed people's views and their own understanding and wanted to learn, you know, inspire them to learn more about, you know, Indigenous culture and what it's like today and what it was like back, you know, before the Europeans arrived and what happened when the Europeans arrived, you know, and just to sort of, I think, you know, it's been awesome to be able to contribute to, you know, the big sort of, I feel like there is a bit of a shift going on in, you know, in recent years, you know, with, you know, even today, you know, with the whole Abolish Australia Day, whole Change the Date campaign, it feels like it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, in a very small, minute way, I feel, you know, maybe that I might have been able to contribute to creating a bit more awareness for these issues through the murals that I've done.
This is not the first time Adnaid has worked with Indigenous community on artistic projects. He's been working in this space and creating large murals with different community members for the last decade.
Well, I've been lucky enough to do quite a lot of projects similar to this, you know, painting all over Australia and working with Indigenous communities when I do them. And this particular mural is special in itself, though, because we're focusing on the main brief and concept is we want to make it an Indigenous war memorial to, you know, because there obviously isn't enough recognition for Indigenous soldiers, and that's a massive issue. And to be painting a mural on the side of a 30-metre, we're wrapping actually the whole 30-metre water tower high, you know, it's going to be a pretty loud statement for, you know, recognising Indigenous soldiers, men and women. So I think that with this one, you know, there's a lot of important history to tell, but it is always hard when I create these murals because, you know, I went out there the other day and went out on Gooditjmara country and got taken to some absolutely beautiful, amazing sites. And, you know, you've got the eel traps and you've got all the incredible agriculture systems that date back, you know, the time of when the pyramids are built, you know, this kind of incredible stuff. And then, but then you've also got this important history of all the soldiers, and Gooditjmara is a big warrior mob. And, you know, to try and communicate that through the mural and then all this other beautiful information, it's, you know, gives me a job to do, you know. it can be quite a tough one to pull off sometime when you've got so much beautiful inspiration for a project and a mural, and you know, you're trying to include it, and you've obviously got to sort of get it down to these core sort of images and core artwork that will be able to communicate these stories.
Adnaid is always learning in his creative role as an artist, working across many different Indigenous communities across the country. And he says each community is different in its own unique way. And he'll be mentoring a young Koori artist on this project.
I've been given so much amazing, beautiful inspiration and so many experiences and just so much from the work that I've done working with Indigenous communities. And I learned in the beginning that it's very important to give back and, you know, and to, you know, for me, working with another young, you know, Koori artist and, you know, someone who is already, I've seen some of his work, it's beautiful. And, you know, to have him come on board and work with him and to mentor him and teach him the skills and, you know, of how to paint big and, you know, how to, I mean, he's very experienced already on, I'm working with Heights, which is lucky, but, you know, there's certain things that when I do these projects and I try and educate and mentor these kids and try and help them to give the confidence and inspiration to work on a large scale, it's obviously massively important because, you know, eventually, you know, I want other artists to be able to get out there and use, you know, do the same thing and learn their own skills and, you know, and to be able to paint murals on a large scale. And I know that that's something that Australia is lacking. You know, there has been some beautiful murals that have been painted in the past. You know, there's the amazing one on St George's Road that's on the side of the Aborigines Advancements League next to the big, I think it's the Sir Doug Nicholls Oval. That was a big mural for me when I was growing up. I remember looking at that. But, you know, and at the time, that was probably one of the biggest in Australia, I reckon. That was huge. But, you know, now we've got all these amazing artists that are going around Australia and around the world that are painting these large-scale murals. And, you know, I think, you know, we do have some really awesome Indigenous artists like Rico Rennie and other guys like that. But it'd be great to just see a huge influx of Aboriginal artists that are just, you know, taking over. And because it just looks beautiful, you know, when they're able to communicate their story on a large scale, it just has such a huge impact on the environment, you know, of them, you know, reclaiming the land that was taken. So, you know, and that, yeah, it would be an amazing experience to see the whole country repainted.
Adnate is more than passionate about sharing his artistic knowledge. As he says, if there are any young artists out there wanting to paint murals, there are plenty of walls around to paint. And there will also be a series of art workshops where he will be sharing and passing on some of his artistic knowledge on how to produce large mural art.
You know, it's great to have the opportunity for me to be able to show, you know, to teach skills and, you know, because often people, you know, one of the first things people say is, how do you get the artwork up there? How do you scale it up? And, you know, these are all things that are very easy for me to show people. And once they get it, it's like, it's very easy to learn. And, you know, I really want people to be able to give it a go. And I think that, you know, it's in, you know, we live in a country where there's so many walls to paint, so, you know, if everyone can learn them, you know, we can just keep beautifying these grey walls.
Adnate comes from a street art background, being a graffiti artist before he began creating large-scale murals. And he wants to encourage young people to create art on legal walls to paint and practice on.
You know, when I first started painting, which was in the late 90s, early 2000s, I always think back to, you know, if I was maybe born in the 60s or the 70s, maybe I might have been a pop artist, you know. But back then, if, you know, the artwork, the contemporary artwork that was going around, you know, from sort of my generation was, you know, which is very much inspired by, you know, hanging out with skateboarding and, you know, all the sort of cool, you know, hip-hop music and all the sort of stuff that I was into. But graffiti was, you know, if you wanted to do something that was artistic and that wasn't sort of mainstream, it was all about graffiti. But I think things have shifted now that it's really changed. You know, you don't have to come from this graffiti background, you know, to be able to learn to paint murals, you know. I mean, there's, I think with the whole shift of, like, say, Banksy becoming a, you know, the whole street art movement and sort of graffiti, you know, being sort of shunned out by the street art movement, it's sort of given, you don't have to go through this kind of, you know, this walk of graffiti in life, you know, to be able to learn skills. So, you know, there's so many avenues to take now. There's so many easy places to, you know, where you can get legal walls to paint to practice on, and, you know, but that stuff just did not exist when, you know, when I first started. So I think that's a good way for kids to learn, is to be able to go out and get some legal walls.
Well, this is it for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Emily Fallon, project leader for the Gunditjmara War Memorial Project at Haywood in Victoria. And thanks to artist Matt Adnate. And if you want to hear more NITV podcasts like Take It Black and Ballin' Out, then go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.